There's lots of guys who get out of the service who didn't want to get out of the service, who loved it, who, you know, got out for medical reasons. Do it in a way. Don't go slap your wife. You know, don't go kick your dog. Figure something else out. Face it. Face it. Run it. Look at it right in the face. And this is your pain. This is the pain inside of you, and get after it. You know, you can't just ignore it because it's not going anywhere. You know, it's never going to leave.
You're listening to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, a podcast where I have conversations with inspirational people. My name is Chris, but my family calls me Christoph. My goal is to have as many conversations as possible with people who have forged their own path by pursuing their dreams, making them a reality, all the while emitting positivity and sharing this knowledge with others. I seek these people out and share this information with you, proving to the world that you can do what makes you happy and do what you want for a living while being a good human being. We'll talk about careers, but we'll also cover any story that inspires. Let's do this while helping each other. Thanks for listening. I'm happy you're here. What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is conversation number 95, and I'm very, very excited that you're here for yet another episode. You can find this conversation and all the other contemplations on christophlewis.com. My guest today is the one and only Tommy McConnell. He is the founder of 15 Fathoms, a Navy diver clothing company. He's still currently active Navy diver, and he's just done some great things in this community. I'm very, very excited. We talked about mental health, emotional health, his career journey. I obviously talk about career transitions a lot, and his transition, he's still in the Navy, and he started this up on the side, and he's doing some big things. We talked about focus. We talked about things that are unique to you, like figuring out what helps you, what works for you. Everybody's different, so you got to find out what works for you. So without further ado, welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor, and I'm stoked to participate with this.
And I'm so pumped to have you on here. We had a conversation a couple weeks ago, and we've talked obviously on and off since then. I've really enjoyed my time speaking with you and getting to know you and learning about what you're doing, and you're doing some great things. And we connected through a couple different people, and you're like working with Industry Threadworks with Ryan as well. And Ryan obviously was on here, and it's so cool. We were like talking a couple weeks ago. I was like, so cool for me to see like all these people connect in this community, and everybody like wants to help each other out, and everybody wants to just do better and just help. And it's so cool for me, man. But it's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Well, you know, 15 Fathoms absolutely 100% started as a passion project. When I finished dive school, I'm kind of a dork, and I was like, I want to wear some diver clothes. And I looked on the internet and I saw nothing. Everything was that the red diver down flag.
Yeah. And
I found one Mark V shirt that was really cool. It was like a big full on Mark V. It was on Etsy, and I picked it up. Fast forward a couple years later, I was deployed overseas, and we had time in our hotel before we had to actually do any work. And so I started poking around, and I was oh, wow, next Shopify to Printful, and I can do this whole thing from here, from halfway around the world. And so I got it cracking. I got it started. And at first it was completely hands-off. I would order stuff, ship out. Mm-hmm. There was no overhead. So there was no investment. So a lot of people that start businesses, they're like, I'm so scared to do it because it's going to be so much startup money. I started this thing up with like $400. About $200.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. That's so good to note. I mean, God, isn't the fear of, I think starting is pretty damn hard for most people. And then I think just like excuses come up. Money's one of them. Like, I don't have money. I think it's like, it's probably money and time. So I think you're a great example of that, because like you're in the service, you're deployed, or you're traveling and you're doing this shit remotely. Like, and it takes $200. Like, I think if you like really buckle down, some people might say $200, I still can't do that. But if you really buckle down, if you really want to do it, I'm a huge advocate. If you want to do it, man, you're going to find a way. So you clearly found a way to do it.
I mean, I wasn't the kind of person, like I started this out of like my own desire, out of my own self-interest, because I wanted cool diver clothing. And like that first design I bought of the Mark V, our helmet, the old classic diving helmet, I wanted that to symbolize what we do in a cool way. Mm-hmm. And I made it for me, you know, and people just started liking it. They started liking it more and more and more and more. We went from, so zero startup money, hands off, meant zero profit margin. Mm-hmm. And I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, man. If you want to buy it, they can buy it. Eventually it got to the point where I was like, okay, I want to reach out and do something for else other people. So mm-hmm. I reached out to the Navy Diver Foundation, did a shirt for them. And I was like, I was making $5 a shirt and I was like, okay, now this is getting serious.
Sure.
I got a bit bummed off the margin. I disconnected from Printful, went to a third party, group that made our shirts, shipped our shirts. Part of being business owners, you got to pick and choose. And this other organization, they completely screwed me up during Christmas. They messed up like seven orders in a row. I was answering so many nasty grams, you know, like emails of, oh, I got the wrong size, I got the wrong this. And so I had to bounce from them.
That's so terrible.
Yeah. And this was a huge turning point. This was a
giant
part. This is where I was like, I looked at my wife and I was like, we're taking the helm. Me and you are going to fulfill orders. We're bringing it all in the house. We're going to get a label maker. We're going to do it all our own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when it kind of went from passion project and Tommy's having fun to now Tommy's making pulling in money and making income. So it started kind of to balloon from there. Fast forward past that, the next one was like, now our bedroom is covered in boxes and shirts, and my wife's like, dude, we're living like hoarders. so that's where Ryan comes in.
Yeah,
because now great business where he fulfills for I think 10 other businesses besides my own. He's got a great business model. It runs like clockwork.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to pay him to do it because now this is way bigger than I ever thought. And it's completely customer focused. It is a source of income. And yeah, that fear of like, okay, I'm gonna do a new product, but doing that new product is gonna cost me about $1,000. I'm gonna drop $3,000 on this new product, mm-hmm. right? There's the fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
There's the fear of wasting money.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do stand-up comedy when I was really young.
Nice.
I was a long time ago, and I kind of got over that fear of rejection because standing on stage in front of people, right? Standing on stage in front of, 200 people, 100 people, whatever crowd, even 50 people, even a small room of 25 people, and you've run a joke through your head all week. You've wanted to deliver it different ways. You said it out loud, and then you get on stage and you say it, and there's crickets, and you feel so naked, and like there's this, it's really hard. Like you might get like kind of a like one of those sympathy
yeah.
laughter.
So, yeah.
But I did that for years.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
You know? And so it sort of mirrors that. It sort of mirrors that. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this product, and I'm gonna launch it, and boom, here it goes. And then no sale, you know? And so, and typically that doesn't happen, but it has happened.
Yeah, sure.
Right now you see it, you see how many military there's this apparel, iron fighter apparel, infidel fighter, gun guy, whatever, you know, like there's all these.
Sure. Blah, 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 yeah.
I love it. I love it. Bring the competition. It's competition.
Yeah.
There's like other deep sea diver apparel ones. I think it makes the whole community even more healthy because there's more guys trying to do the same thing.
That's a good way to look at it, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but it means that the guys who really give a shit, who really want to be in it, are going to rise to the top.
I agree.
So
I agree.
I love competition.
No, that's a great way to think about it. I think a lot of people get nervous when it starts getting flooded, but I think if you want to make an impact, you truly want to make impact, like you said, you really care about it. Especially to me, like if we can back up a second, like it started out as a passion project, right? So you're already doing it, not making money. Like that's how I feel about the podcast. I've been doing it for 135, 40 episodes or some shit, and I don't make any money and I love it. And so when I start making money, it's going to be that, like you, I can see that pivot already. Like that's going to be a whole different ball game. So to me, like if I can do it for that long without making money, just because I care about it that much, dude, I'm good. So when that happens and there's other competition, because obviously podcasting is the same way. There's literally hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. There's tons of military podcasts. There's tons of inspirational self-help podcasts. So none of that matters. What matters is, are you going to continue doing it? Or are you going to be like, oh shit, there's competition, I better stop, you know? But I think it's even cooler that you started something that it wasn't originally out there, you know? So you went in there and you just made it happen because you thought you'd like it. And I think at that point, if you like it, probably somebody else is going to like it.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because I've had a few people that bought shirts like right off the bat. Like I had one that had like every major city that had a big Dive Command. So I had like Virginia.
Nice.
It was like Norfolk, San Diego, and like, and it didn't sell. Like yeah. One or two people bought it, but one of the people who bought it is a friend of mine, Jack Lewis. His like Instagram is Ambrosia Terrorbone. He like talks about guns and stuff. And I was in New Orleans recently because he lives in New Orleans, and he pulled out the shirt. He was like, I was like, oh dude, you're like one of the two people who bought that. And
that's
like,
so funny,
bro. I was walking through the shipyard that he works at, and he's like, I saw some guy kind of read it, and he was like, you're a diver, and he was like, yeah, he's like, that's a sweet shirt. And I was like, oh man, because I thought more people would get it.
But, yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm back, who knows, you know? But it is making money now. It's making money now. It's up. The wheels are up. It's taken off. But now I'm focusing 100% on the people who buy it,
mm-hmm.
the people who want it. You know, it's not about me anymore. It is.
Yeah.
It is cool. Yes. But now it's a business. Now it's what's going to sell and who's going to like it. And, you know, I'm all about investing in the people who invest in me, you know?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely, man. And I mean, one of the things to take away from that I can totally relate, and probably a lot of other people, but when you're in the market of creating stuff, creating t-shirts, creating podcasts, whatever you're creating, you spend a lot of time on it. You think it's awesome. You're super passionate about it. You hit the send. Like on me, I'll create a post or something. I'll write something that's very meaningful to me in order to get like, not that many likes, which sounds superficial on the surface, but when you put that much work into it and you're writing from the heart, or you're creating a t-shirt or something, whatever you're creating from the heart, and it comes out and it just gets stomped, essentially nothing happens with it. It's like,
yeah.
Really, it can be hard to not get frustrated to the point where you're like, well, I should just fucking give up right now. So I would encourage people to be like, obviously that's going to happen and you need to not worry about it. And you need to keep on creating content. Cause to me, like, if something comes out, like if a podcast episode comes out, sometimes I've had like guests on here that I was like, I know for sure this is going to send me over the top, man. This is going to send me over the top. And it doesn't happen. And I'm like, well, that's good practice. I really enjoyed my time speaking to that person too, but I'm just going to keep on making more episodes. So the more content you create, the better you're going to get at creating that content. And the more raw and real and passionate, all that stuff is going to come out through that content as a result, as long as you choose to endure and keep up with what you're doing. And that's what you've done just there. And one of the things obviously that I'm huge on is career transition. And what's cool about you and your story is that you're still in, man. Like you're going through all the stuff that you're going through right now and you're still doing this. So one of the things I love talking about is that you don't have to just like stop being in the Navy and then start, you know, getting into the products and selling t-shirts. And it doesn't have to be like boom, boom. It can just be this gradual, you know, this gradient of doing things at the same time. And, you know, again, speaking from personal experience again, like you guys know, I've been doing the podcast for 19 months and in 19 months, I've been in the Navy for 5 of those months. And I've been working a day job for the other X of those months, you know, I'm not going to do math on here, but my point is like, you can do things at the same time and you've obviously been doing that. So I don't want anybody to miss that because you're finding a way to make it happen. And that's really, really important.
Yeah, it's a juggle. And you know, like it's, I don't know if any of you ever heard like the burner analogy. Like you've got a stove
mm-hmm.
and you've got all the burners. Like one of the burners is your friends and your social life. One of the burners is your family. You know, one of the burners is going out and partying. Well, you gotta know which burners to turn up and which ones to turn down. And right now, my biggest focus is my family, my business, and my transition process. I never wanted to get out of the Navy. I found this job and it blew my mind. I was like, holy shit, I get paid to do this. Like I love being a deep diver. And when I got hurt, the biggest thing was like, you know, now you have this, okay, I was a diver. Now I can't dive. I have an aneurysm. I have vertigo. When the lights are out, I'm completely disoriented. I can't see stuff. And I had to come to terms with the fact that now I'm not going to carry that moniker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people might not give a shit. I gave a shit because I didn't want to get, I wanted to stay in. And so there was a small portion in time when I said, you know what, I'm going to sell the company, forget it, no more, you know, I can't dive, I can't do it. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, good for you.
I found peace in swimming, you know, yeah. I found peace in investing more in my family. It sucks. I mean, I tell people all the time, like, man, I wish I would have just like smashed my hand. I wish I would have just broke bones in my hand, you know, like something mechanical that would have healed. Yeah. Something that wasn't neurological, because then it would have just healed up. I'd be hatting up right now. I'd be at a different command right now, but that's not how it went. So, you know, and that's where the mental health side has to come in.
Sure.
I'm completely upset. I'm super upset, you know, and you hear a lot of military guys say, oh, dude, get in your rear view, you know, oh, bro, move on. Yeah. That's what you say when you have a bad day, like you didn't make your swim time. Yeah. But when you have a career loss, when you have somebody die in your family or something, like you wouldn't go up to your best friend whose father just died and been like, bro, get in your rear view, you know, like, or maybe you would, maybe, but I mean, I wouldn't. I mean,
I hope not. You got to process
stuff. Yeah. I mean, and so that's been part of it, is me processing this whole thing and processing the transition, and it is stressful. And swimming's been a big help. That's how I meditate. That's how I kind of get into myself and think about my day and accept things that are out of my control, you know.
And we were kind of touching on that just for a second before we started recording, and I was telling you I was kind of dealing with my own stuff as well. And it, regardless of things being in your control or out of your control, it's still really, really stressful. But like you said, mental health is super important. Like, I'm just thinking, like, the stuff that we were talking about before, like, it's really tough, like your injury, right? So that's, like you said, externally you break it, you move on. Internally, now you really got to work on that, and you got to deal with it as well. You have to like deal with it in the way that works for you. Like you said, some people are probably still going to say, get it in your rear view, man, like fucking tough up or whatever, but that doesn't work for everybody. And I find that from my experience, it rarely works for people with struggling with things in their mind, right? You have to deal with that kind of stuff. It's just not the same. So you said, like, what helps? So you need to figure out what does help for you. Like, what's the best way for you to deal with that? And you might not know that answer right now, and I think that's totally okay. But I think at least acknowledging that and knowing that, you know, I kind of do want to deal with this. And that sucks. Like, man, I know you want to be a diver. I know you'd want to continue to do it. But the fact that you chose to hold on to this as well, like, and first of all, dude, you're always going to be a diver. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, once you were, it's, nobody can take away what you've done, right? So you always have that. So now on top of that, you've made the decision to continue to do this as well. So, you know, as a friend, I would tell you, like, I think that's badass. I think you made the right decision. You'll always be a diver regardless of not being able to maybe do it in that capacity, but you go swim. You said, meditation, like that's how you find your meditation. So I just don't want you to, I mean, I know you've had these thoughts obviously, but I just don't want you to discount all the things that are going through your head right now. Like, you're obviously, we all struggle, man. We all struggle, but you're making the right decisions. You're making the right steps, and you're pushing forward, but not too much to where, you know, like you said, you're putting things in the rearview mirror, like you're dealing with them, right, but you're still making forward steps. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. So, and I can't tell, you know, you can't tell anyone how to deal with their problems, but you can tell them how not to deal with their problems. And that's shoving it down.
Yeah.
Putting, you know, not processing. And some people, they might have something tragic that happens in their lives that they don't really get to emotionally. They don't get to it until a while later, like, and then it all hits them.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's doing stuff that's like, okay, it's just like anything else, you know, like something bad happens, it happened. You can't help that. What you can help is what's the next step? What's the next thing? And the way my personal take on Tommy's personal take, and I don't know if this will help anyone that listens to this, I hope it does, is I was like, this happened, I'm going to turn around and jump right the fuck into it. You know, I go to my therapist and I just let it all out. And I tell him exactly what I'm thinking. It may just be a chat. We may not get into serious stuff. Sometimes we do get into serious stuff, you know, like, but regardless, I'm like, what is going to fix me? I've identified what's going to fix me. And now it's time to execute.
And I like that.
And it's like, if you do, if you are somebody, there's lots of guys who get out of the service who didn't want to get out of the service, who loved it, who got out for medical reasons. You know, don't do it in a way. Don't go slap your wife. don't go kick your dog. Figure something else out. But face it. Face it. Run it. Look at it right in the face. And this is your pain. This is the pain inside of you. And get after it. You can't just ignore it because it's not going anywhere. It's never going to leave. It's like taxes. If you got something weighing on you, you gotta process it. And I mean, there's other people. Some people, I wrote a post about processing. And somebody said prayer. Okay. And I said, good. I believe in God, but for me, for my issues and prayer, it doesn't really do it for me. What does it for me is sitting next to a therapist and chatting. Mm-hmm. For some people, it might be a group of people. I know a couple of girls who had some medical issues, some medical problems, and I asked her. I said, "What is your thing? If you don't mind my asking, helped you do this?" And she's like, a group session where there's other people that can relate. And I said, that's awesome. That's like, well, do you still go? She's like, yeah, I go all the time. And I was like, great, keep going, but
yeah,
that's my deal, but I mean, besides that, it's like that, if you don't take care of number one, then what's everything else? If I'm too broken to think, then what's 15 fathoms going to become? Then how can I treat my two babies and my wife?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. And your family, right? I mean, if you can't get a hold of what's going on inside your head, there's no way you can help your family and take care of your family properly. This is my opinion, and it's your opinion too. Like, I just don't think so. If you can't control all those emotions and all of those things that you're dealing with, it's going to be a lot harder to be able to properly, be there for your family in the capacity that you need to be, because they're dealing with shit too, right? Your wife, your husband, whomever, your children, they're all dealing with things that are relatively stressful and just very hard for them as well. So you need to be there for them as well. So you need to figure out how to be there, like you said, for number one first, before you can properly do that for them. And I think that goes just hand in hand with helping others. And I love talking about that. And the fact that you're asking people these questions and yourself these questions, to me, is like unequivocally, like even when we chatted a couple weeks ago, it's all about helping people, like sharing our stories. And it's so cool to me that, like, yeah, 15 Fathoms is awesome. But to me, like, 15 Fathoms is also, it's more than that because of like who you are. So again, like, yes, you are a diver. You will always be a diver. 15 Fathoms is 15 Fathoms. But I think like what is behind 15 Fathoms is really important too. Like, it's not just diving gear, which is cool by itself. But I think that when you have somebody behind it that stands for all the things that you've shared with us already, that means a lot more.
Right. Well, that's how I look at my community. So, I don't have the hugest Instagram following. I don't have, 100,000 followers, a million, whatever. I have about 8,000, right? But those 8,000 people, they are so loyal, and they're such a—
that's what matters. Yeah.
Yeah. There's such a distinct audience that it's like when I address that group of 8,000 people, it's like I'm talking to one person. Mm-hmm. Because we've kind of built this relationship. I mean, some message me, like I get messages from a lot of— some of them I've met because they're in San Diego. I'm like, hey, you want to hang out and have lunch? Like, let's go. Yeah. Like, why not? That's the one thing that I love. I mean, scaling up is a little bit different. Like, I'm telling you, when I brought all my stuff in from my home to Industry Threadworks, it almost Ryan had almost told me to leave, it was almost like I didn't want to walk away from all my stuff, I was like, you guys didn't take care of it, right?
It's like dropping your kids off at school for the first time.
Yeah. I was like, so you guys good, right? And I mean, it's been a process of learning how he works, learning how, because I mean, you have like those— you probably walk into a restaurant that's owned by like a family, and it's just crazy in there because one guy owns it. It's not a franchise. It's his place. Well, that's kind of how 15 Fathoms is. It's my mind, but now I'm sharing it with Industry Threadworks. Now I'm sharing it with 8,000 people. And if I make a t-shirt with my face on it, people probably aren't going to like that. But if I make a really clean, badass looking diver shirt that a bunch of divers like, well, then it's going to do well. And that's the audience that I'm playing to. Mm-hmm. Is a specific amount of people. And so, I mean, you know, if I don't know, if it grows to where I do have 100,000 followers, great. But I hope they're the kind of people that really like me for me. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, that's how I feel about my community.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. If I've learned, and this is me saying it to you or anybody that's listening that's in a similar position, but as we all hear, the numbers don't necessarily matter, because take it from me, man. I've interviewed people that have over 1 million followers on Instagram or some shit like that, and the engagement is almost nothing. And I'm like, even if like not that many people cared about like what we're doing right now, there'd be way more engagement than this. So what I'm saying is, like, the fact that there are 1 million+ people that are following them, and you know, a couple hundred or a couple thousand watch a podcast or something, like, that's those people aren't really like that diehard to want to see what you're doing. So the fact, like, I don't want everybody to ever get like downtrodden that, oh, I only have X amount of people that I engage with, because it matters, like, the type of, or how many people are actually engaging with you, like you said. So, and it sounds like you have that. And I love how you explained it. You said, like, when I talk to them, it's like talking to one person, and that's awesome. And the fact that you're actually continuing to engage with them, meeting with them in real life, and I think that's wonderful. I've done that as well.
Yeah. Well, that's where the why came in. You know, like, there's been quite a few people who have approached me saying, I want to own a business. I want to start a business. I want to start an entrepreneur business. And their whys, I say, why? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to do this? Oh, I just got nothing else to do. And like when they say that, it's almost like the conversation ends, because I'm like, wait, because what, you had an idea for what, one t-shirt? Like, you know, like, oh yeah, I thought of this funny slogan, and I thought I'd make some shirts out of it. And I'm like, you may not want to go full send on this, because it doesn't sound like it's going to end very well. I mean, God bless you if you do, great, you know, go for it. But I can't tell you what to do or what not to do, but it doesn't sound like it's really, you know, right here, you know? And I mean, and when I thought about selling 15 Fathoms, that's when I was like getting to this, that's when I was at the weird crossroads where I was like, get out of the Navy, gun, moving away, 15 Fathoms, forget that. The guy who was going to buy it, who's a good friend of mine, he told me, like, we shot them a number. We did the numbers, we did the math. We said, well, all right, we'll sell FC for this much. And he's like, man, it's kind of a passion project for you. You know, it doesn't seem like you're, you know, and that, it set this crazy fire off in me, a new fire. Like, it was like, it almost like it relit my engines. And I was like, passion project, huh? So I'm not a real business. Okay. You know what? It started as a passion project. Now it's real. Now it's no shit. You know, like, cause I mean, that's one other thing. I worked to get my, my trademark license. So we're trademarked, you know? So,
yeah. That's awesome. I saw that. That's really cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now no one can take it from me. You know, I can't, cause I've always had that, like, you know, like, have you seen the movie The Founder, where the guy at the McDonald's, you know, the guy comes in and he's like, I really like your brand. I really like your brand. And then eventually just like, just swoops it out from under me. Well, no one's swooping 15 Fathoms from me. It's mine. by the federal government, it belongs to me. I'm on a registry. And so if anybody does anything similar to me, they get a cease and desist. But that's the thing that solidified it as a real business. And, you know, I don't know. It's so much fun. It's almost effortless, honestly. Like, I love that. I love doing it. And I mean, I think one of the mistakes that a lot of people make is that I see a lot of these business owners do is they're like, oh, I want a business. Let me tie in a nonprofit. That'll win people's hearts and minds over. That, I think, is the dumbest thing that people do. And I mean, you know, I kind of jumped in early with Navy Diver Foundation because I wanted to make a cool shirt for them. But like, okay, I want to make a, I don't know, whatever, a shoe company or something. I'm going to donate so many of the profits to this nonprofit. And, you know, do you want a shirt now? Do you want a shirt? You know, like, that's kind of how a lot of it.
Yeah. Hey, like, what's your incentive, essentially? Yeah.
Yeah. Now focus on your business, focus on your product. What do you want to make for the people? Yeah. Don't jump to the nonprofit. Don't rely on a nonprofit. Rely on your product. Stick with your product.
Yeah, give value to people. Absolutely.
Yeah, add value to your product. You know, like, think about your audience. Who are you playing to? Who are you selling this to? You know, are you going for the workout crowd? Are you going for the gun owner crowd? Are you going, you know? And I mean, part of 15 Fathoms is not a lot of people in the world dive. There's you know, like, there's all the people in the world, about maybe this many dive, and then out of that many, you have this many who are like commercial military divers, and this many who are Navy divers. So my audience is a lot is kind of niche, but I love them. I like
there's
it.
Good, and yeah, mean, there's a lot of good in that.
Yeah, I think so, and it's getting bigger and better. And as it, the cool thing about growth is it enables me to make more products, to do more stuff. Like I was looking at flannels. Like I'd like to do a flannel shirt with a Mark V, like right here, sewn on like a little clip tag. Mm-hmm. But it's not there yet. I need to I'm scaling, but you can't just become a multinational company overnight, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's a goal, but that's a goal that I'm going to hit. That I will hit, but it's just not there yet.
No, and so I love how you talk about it. You're exactly like me in the sense of I always talk in the tense that it has already been done. I will do it. I will get it. I'll get these many downloads. I'll talk to these many people, and I'll do this and I'll do that. And frankly, when you were talking, I was like, just because you're niche, and that's great. I'm all for that. But at the same time, like the shirt looks good. So I encourage you to go look at the shirt if you're listening and wonder what we're talking about. Head over there and check it out. But I'm just saying, like, not only Navy divers will buy it, like it's a good looking shirt. So like other people that think it's a cool logo because it just looks cool and it's awesome, they're gonna buy it too.
Right. And I say that too. Like that's been one thing that I've got messages about is like, oh, I'm not a Navy diver. So I'm like, well, okay, it's a lifestyle brand. So yes, I started as I am a Navy diver, but it's a brand for everyone who loves the ocean. Like part of the story, part of the coming to 15 fathoms fruition moment was diving with people all over the world, was diving with people mm-hmm. who spoke not a lick of English at all. But for some reason, when we put on this mask, we put this regulator in our mouth and we leave surface and go down in underneath the water. We know what we're using hand signals and we're communicating without talking.
And that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's sort of a kinship. There's a kinship between anybody that you leave surface with when you're in the water. A lot of people they refer to it as life support because you can't survive underwater. You need air. So from the bottom to the top, the people who put your rigs together, the people who jammed your air, the people who are running the console, there's a certain level of trust that has to be there for it to work, or else you're going to kill somebody. You know, so that's part of that 15 fathoms is that brand is the brotherhood of divers, no matter brotherhood, sisterhood, you know, whatever, men or women, you know, like that come together. That's the bonding. It's the ocean that bonds us, you know?
Yeah. And it's so cool to be able to create something like that, man. I've really, really enjoyed hearing all about it. I'm so pumped that we finally got to do this and talk about it and talk about how you got into it, your why. I'm massive, massive on the why. I think the why is very important because in the times of darkness, if you don't have that why to look forward towards, whew, it's going to be easy to check out real quick. But for all of those who want to find that Instagram account, want to find your website, want to get in contact with you, how can they get in contact with you?
Google15fathoms.com. Just Google 15 Fathoms and you'll see 15 Fathoms Deep Sea Apparel pops right up. I've been writing more blogs lately. I've been kind of writing more about the transitioning story, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll find it all there. And then there's links to every single one of my social media accounts. There's a link at the bottom of the website.
Perfect.
Whatever's your fancy, go check it out.
All right, Tommy. Really appreciate it, man. And man, can't wait to release this one. Have a great rest of your night.
Okay, you too, man.
All right, see ya.